Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. And today, guys, we got to talk about the Supreme Court ruling, the 9-0 on the Trump versus the state of Colorado. We got to talk about that and the impact, including how the left is having a fucking freaking nuclear meltdown over that. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, Seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have affiliate links, including Minds.com, which is the Facebook alternative, and I also have a diaper referral link with North Shore Medical Supply. So if you know anybody that has incontinence issues that needs to wear adult diapers, you can buy them in the link in the description below. And before we get this show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Woo-wee! Yeah, guys, that was a fucking freaking mouthful, guys. That was a mouthful. Wow. My apologies, guys. My apologies for a second here. And I had some difficulties. So, anyway, guys, anyway, I want to talk about the Supreme Court ruling yesterday that came down 9-0 on the state of Colorado versus former President Donald Trump. I want to say like this. It's glorious to watch the left have a fucking freaking nuclear meltdown. It is so glorious, ladies and gentlemen. It really is, guys. I want to say like this. You know why the left wants to get rid of Donald Trump so badly? Why they wanted to get him off the ballot? Because here's the thing. They can't beat him at the ballot box. They can't beat him on their ideas. They can't sell their ideas well enough. So you know why? They're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to get rid of Donald Trump by any means necessary. Right now you got him like being sought after, like going after lawfare. You got him being targeted by secretaries of states trying to get him off the ballot. Now a court case has come down 9-0 saying that states cannot kick candidates off the ballot, especially Donald Trump. So they can't kick him off. So you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? States like Colorado, Maine, Illinois can't kick former President Donald Trump off the ballot, because that would infringe on their voters' rights to decide. Basically like this, ladies and gentlemen. The left has been trying to stifle freedom of speech, even though they love to say, oh no, Donald Trump is doing this. But you know what? They're the ones that are doing this. They're the ones that are gaslighting the living effing fuck out of you. They're the ones that are trying to say, oh no, Trump is doing this. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a Hitler. Trump's a Putin fan. When in fact, whatever they're accusing you of doing, they are doing it themselves. So every time like a leftist accuses you of being a Nazi authoritarian, go look behind the corner and look in their closet. Wouldn't that surprise me, ladies and gentlemen, if they are the ones that are actually doing what they are accusing you of doing? Would not surprise me one bit and one iota, ladies and gentlemen. It would not, guys. The fact of the matter is, guys, is this. The left is desperate to stay in power. They are literally, figuratively desperate to try and stay in power. They literally are, guys. They literally are. You can smell desperation from them from a fucking freaking mile away. You can literally tell these people are desperate. They are desperate to stay in power, and they are desperate to basically, like, let's put it this way. They're desperate enough that they will do anything, including criminal, to stay in power. So the fact of the matter is like this. States like Colorado were trying to use the premise that, oh, Trump caused an insurrection on January 6th. He should be kicked off the ballot. He should be disqualified. They used the flimsy excuse of, like, Trump causing an insurrection when they didn't have evidence to prove it. They didn't have solid evidence. They didn't have a court case, a criminal case, to prove it. They were using their flimsy, oh, my feelings were hurt, my feelings were so important. Yeah, that kind of bullshit. So, the fact of the matter is, guys, they had nothing. They had nothing. So, for them to try to kick... Trump out on a flimsy evidence, that should have been laughed at and thrown out of court a long time ago. The fact that they also, and here's the also fact, the fact that they wanted to kick Trump out means that they didn't like what the voters voted for. They wanted to stifle your right. You got to understand this. As a voter in this country, you have a right to decide who gets to be president, who gets to be this, who gets to be that. You have that right as a voter. The left thinks that you as a voter don't have a right, that you're supposed to vote a certain way. They think you should vote like China and North Korea. That's the problem with the left in this country. That's why they. That's why it's like this. They were all going for this, like, Trump's a Hitler, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a this and this and this. In reality, whatever they're accusing Trump of doing, look what they're doing themselves. Look at the fact that they're the ones that are doing it. They're the ones that are perpetuating it. Not Trump. The fact that they wanted to kick him off the ballot means that the left was so desperate. They are beyond desperate, knowing that they cannot beat him in the ballot box. They cannot beat him in front of the voters. So what better way is try to take out your opponent by saying, oh, your opponent can't be put on the ballot. Oh, your opponent's like has to go to court for this and this and this. Essentially, guys, they know that they don't have a winning case. They don't. And essentially this, they know that regardless of what they're going to do, they know they can't beat Trump. They're trying to take out Trump through lawfare, like that Georgia case and New York case, because they want to tie him up in the legal system. The other is that they're trying to say, oh, Trump's a Hitler, Trump's a Nazi, Trump caused an insurrection, he should be disqualified. But then when you ask for the evidence, and the left tries to paint it, it looks like shit. So the fact that we had to go to SCOTUS just to get a 9-0 ruling saying that only Congress has the authorization, not the states, just means that the states are fucking desperate. They are desperate like hell in trying to get rid of Trump. It smacks desperation on a grand scale. And you know what? You know what this SCOTUS ruling means in plain English? Is that Democrats, liberals, leftists don't have a right to stifle voters' right to choose. They cannot take away a voter's right to decide who they want on the ballot. In plain English, states don't have that right. States have to abide by the federal election laws. And one of those election laws is the Voting Rights Act of 1964. Voters have a right. And voters have a right to determine who gets to be president. Not bureaucrats, not leftists, not communists, not socialists. None of those people. Only the voters. Voters have that right. The fact that you got leftist groups who wanted to try to take out Trump and basically stifle your God-given constitutional right to vote just goes to show the left is fucking desperate. The left is desperate in trying to stifle your right to vote, your right to decide who gets to be president. This is nothing more than election interference. This is nothing more than election rigging, election stealing. And yet, the left loves to accuse Putin and Russia of interfering in an election when Democrats themselves are the actual ones interfering in an election? Holy fucking cow. Yeah. Holy cow, to say the least. You thought, Russia's interfering in an election. Oh, Putin's helping Trump win an election. No, in reality, they're the ones that are doing it. And like I always say, guys, whenever the left accuses Trump of doing something, look behind the corner. Look in the closet. Because I guarantee you, whatever they're accusing Trump of doing, I'll bet you 9 times out of 10, they're the ones that are doing it themselves. I'll bet you 9 times out of 10, they are the ones that are actually doing it. It wouldn't surprise me, ladies and gentlemen. It would not surprise me, because anytime they want to say, Trump's trying to steal an election. Oh, Putin's trying to help Trump steal an election. Well, ladies and gentlemen, who's the one that's actually stealing the election? Who's the one that's rigging the election? Like, stuffing the ballots? It ain't conservatives. It ain't Republicans. It ain't Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, check with your local leftist, liberal, socialist, communist, and Democrat. They are the ones that are actually doing it. And it's surprising, ladies and gentlemen, that they are. Because you know why? These are the people that are always harping about, election integrity, democracy. But yet, they don't practice what they preach. It is kind of funny, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm driving on the way to a gun store because I'm picking up my less than lethal burner. It's kind of funny, guys, because you know why? Every time you have a leftist who try to say, Trump's a Hitler, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a dictator. And yet, they're actually doing what they're accusing Trump of doing. Yeah, it's kind of funny, ladies and gentlemen. It is. It's kind of funny here as I'm driving on the way to the store. But I tell you this, as I'm driving, man, whenever you see a leftist accusing you of something, just remember, they're gaslighting, they're projecting, they're deflecting, they're victim shaming, they're basically scapegoating you. They're projecting because of the fact that they know they can't argue like an adult. They can't argue like a grown adult. And one thing I always say, guys, lunatic leftists lack 4 things in this world. okay? They lack critical thinking, common sense, logic, and reasoning skills. Four things, ladies and gentlemen. Four things that leftists lack that people in my generation, which is what? Generation X? People who grew up in the 80s and 90s? That's what we have that they lack. They lack those things. And it's funny. It is, folks. It's funny. The sad fact is, guys, the sad fact is like this. Is that this is nothing more than stealing an election. The left is trying to steal the 2024 election. They stole the 2020 election. We all know that. We all know they stole that because they wanted to steal the election from Donald Trump and install a Manchurian candidate, which is what? Brandon, a.k.a. Joe Biden, which we all know now he's an incompetent, senile, and a dementia resident who's living in the White House. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going on. But the sad reality is here, folks. The sad reality here is that the left stole 2020. They're attempting to do this in 2024 by basically putting up brick walls in trying to stop Donald Trump. Because we all know they can't win. They can't beat him at the ballot box. They can't beat him on their ideas. They simply can't, guys. They simply can't. They can't beat him. So you know what? They're gonna try to put brick walls on him. They're gonna try to put walls to stop him. And I thought the left hated walls. So why is that they're putting walls on Donald Trump, but the left hates border walls in general? I don't know, man. It's kind of fucked up weird. You know, it's kind of fucked up and weird that the left wants to put walls on Donald Trump, but they hate walls on the border. It is kind of weird. It is kind of crazy. You know, it is weird. It is crazy, folks. But I thought they hated walls, you know? So why is it that they want walls on Trump? Yeah. But I like the court. I like the SCOTUS ruling for a couple of reasons, guys. One, it solidifies the fact that you, me, and everyone else in this freedom-loving country have a right to decide who gets to be president. Have a right to decide who gets to run this country. The fact that SCOTUS reaffirmed our right as a voter goes to show that voting rights matter. That your right to vote matters. And you know the one thing they're always going to say, oh, it's like this, voting rights, this and this, and voting IDs, blacks can't get IDs. You know, that's going to be what your leftist liberal friends are going to say. Yeah, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, black people can't get an ID. But you know the funny thing is, they can get an ID. They can just walk down to their local post office and get what? A passport ID card. That's a federal ID. Or they can go to their local Department of Motor Vehicle and get a state ID. The reason why leftists hate voter IDs is this simple, guys. Is this simple? If minorities can get voter IDs, they know that they don't have to vote Democrat. They don't have to vote their party line. They do not, ladies and gentlemen. They do not. So that's why your local leftist lunatic friend is scared to death about voting rights. They're scared to death about, like, voting in general. They literally are. They literally are scared about it. That's why, guys, I say this. Your local leftist lunatic is scared of people voting the other way. They really are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They really are. They really are scared. Yeah. They're scared. They're scared to death. But in any case, guys, in any case for y'all, I want to say this like this. The SCOTUS ruling, many on the conservatives were saying, oh, no, it's not going to go the way we want it to go. Oh, no. But it was shocking. 9-0? Yeah. 9-0? Or in reality, it was 5-0? Yeah. So it went the way we wanted to go. It went the way we wanted. It really did. It really did, guys. So I'm not shocked at all. I'm not really shocked. Yeah. The fact that it went the way we wanted and reaffirmed our right as voters, I'm not shocked at all, guys. I'm not shocked at all. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, guys. The left right now is having a fucking freaking nuclear meltdown. Like sissy boy Keith Olbermann, who says that, like, oh, screw the courts, screw SCOTUS and all that. I say like this. Sissy boy like Keith Olbermann, someone should put him in a diaper and toss him back in his mommy and daddy's basement where he belongs. It's that simple. And then you also have, like, you also have the mentally ill women on The View who are saying, oh, SCOTUS is irrelevant. SCOTUS is this and this and this. Irrelevant. They should be removed from the court. They should be removed at all costs. That's why I say these mentally ill women on The View should be locked up in a mental institution and never, ever fucking let out. They should never, ever, ever let out. They should never, not even a fucking million years. They should never, ever be allowed out. They should never. They should never, ever be allowed out. The fact that these people want to strip your rights away just goes to show how fucking desperate they are. Just goes to show that these people should not be trusted with. Yeah, they should, guys. They should. These people, you should not trust them with even your dog, for all I care. Okay? They should not be trusted with. They shouldn't. They shouldn't, guys. They shouldn't. The fact that these people wanted to take your rights away just goes to show they don't care about freedom and liberty. They don't. They don't care about freedom and liberty and the rule of law. They do not, ladies and gentlemen. They do not. All they care about is stripping your right away and your freedom. That's all they care about, guys. And the sad thing is, that is all they care about. They care about taking your rights away and then being the arbiters of everything.
That's all they care about, guys. That is all they care about. And that is shocking, to say the least. That is shocking and scary, to say the least. It really is, guys. It really is. And that's why I say to y'all like this, guys. I say to y'all like this. It is shocking and scary that these people want to take away your rights to speak up as a citizen. It really is, guys. It really is. So, anyway, I'm here at my store. I got to do some business. But I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.